Rabbi Jacob Bernstein is here. Rabbi Jacob Bernstein is director of Next Step and director of strategic expansion for NCSY Summer. Just when you thought that nobody would dare think about expanding NCSY Summer programs, after all, it's been a challenging summer of 2020. NCSY and NCSY Summer says the exact opposite. We're looking to get bigger and better and grow even more. Rabbi Bernstein, welcome to JM in the AM.
Hi, thanks so much. Thanks
for
having me.
Nice to see you on this side of the world.
Yes.
And good to have you on. I would assume you as well. And don't worry, this will be the start of every conversation we have here today. I assume you as well would not have been here if not for the challenging situations the world is in right now.
Yep, we would have been in Jerusalem together probably at this point, looking at a sea of teens excitedly partying with incredible music, incredible action. So yes, the 100%. And as you said, just like you said, NCSY is very much looking forward to 2021. At this point, very excited to be planning and expanding, looking forward in that direction.
Remember when everybody would enjoy dancing together, singing together, experiencing all of that together, physically together, and for some reason, it's not the same this time around.
But not the same. Last time I was sitting behind the table with you. Now I'm 6 feet away.
So. Now you're 60 feet away, Rabbi. It's funny that you're here to discuss Next Step and at the same time talking about the expansion of NCSY Summer. Some might consider the expansion a next step for NCSY. But when we use the expression or the term Next Step, what do we mean?
So Next Step is an opportunity for teens to really take the next step in their professional aspirations. Teens that are interested in a variety of professional options, whether they be scientific, whether they be medical healthcare, they could be engineering, law, et cetera, they go to Israel, to Jerusalem, to spend the summer getting an internship in Israel with a variety of different offerings each summer. So we're excited to be starting that again next summer. This summer we were excited to be potentially offering these things for this summer, but looking at how the summer went, we're excited to be not only helping our teens, but at this point hopefully helping our the industries in Israel get back on their feet in the same way. Hopefully by next summer they'll be much stronger and better, but to be able to have our teens to be part of that is going to be very exciting.
I think I've mentioned this to you before. Next Step is the type of program that honestly, when it was introduced, could have fallen completely flat or would have been a massive success. I'm glad it was the latter in the case of Next Step. But you know what I mean, because this is, you know, you're asking kids to really take on serious responsibilities, to interact with adults and professionals in a variety of areas that you described. You didn't know how many would be anxious to do that type of program.
For sure. But we were pleasantly surprised and excited to see the numbers that have responded in the past. And we're excited and ready for the upcoming year for the numbers that will respond there as well. Very often we find teens in all different niche experiences they want to be having over the course of the summer. And this is another one of those niche experiences that they want to be investing their summer into and to try to be able to further themselves and further their aspirations together in Jerusalem. And by the way, just as a side, most Americans don't get to see this side of Israel, to
right.
see the professional back end
Certainly
of things.
Certainly tourists don't see
Definitely
it.
Tourists yeah. and teens for sure.
Right.
And so to be able to get internships in Israel, in Jerusalem, while also touring the land, it's just an incredible opportunity.
Rabbi Jacob Bernstein with us. So I would suspect that as you start planning for next summer, in all seriousness, half the calls are people who are ready to, you know, work with you. Half might be people saying, well, let's see what's going to happen over the next few months. Has that been a big reaction?
For sure. Definitely our internship providers has definitely been a conversation. That's been our conversation really until now. We've been trying to stay in touch with them to find out how they're coping with the experience, the economical struggles. We're really trying to be kind of with them on that front and trying to be hand in hand to try to at least be in touch with them over the course of this experience. And they know that we're ready, looking forward to 2021. And we're, you know, hopeful not only for us to be there, but also for them to be able to be on their feet in the same way, to be able to provide the same type of internships that summer as well.
You in the position as Director of Strategic Expansion for NCSY Summer, I would guess that this position has really always existed, probably different people doing different things. Is this the first time that this goal is formalized under your leadership?
Yes. This is a new initiative in the sense that we've been so excited to have the numbers growing every single year on a recruitment level, on just our program level. Every year there are new programs, and thank God we've grown to such a size that we need a specific position to be able to say, hey, what are all the new programs we're going to be offering in the next year, and how are we working working through those simultaneously while holding up everything else that we're doing. So thank God we're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to expand into all different new, again, niche opportunities as well as, you know, broader opportunities, both stateside and in Israel for the upcoming summer.
Now, last night, play along, of course, it's now Monday morning. So last night there was a video, part of Yom NCSY, that and this is a video I did see in advance, that describes four new programs that are coming. Obviously, I would think you had a big role in securing those four. But in all seriousness, as this category grows, won't it be more and more difficult to find different experiences for these kids to have? I mean, I admire that you were able to find four for 2021. Can we find another four or more for 2022?
I think what we're doing is we're really listening to what the teens are interested in. We're really listening to the teens' interest level, and the teens are expressing to us what they're interested in. We're responding to that in kind. One of them, for example, I don't know if I'll give you a sneak peek, but one of them will be a Jewish arts and music type of experience in Jerusalem. It'll actually be under like a broader Next Step type of banner where there'll be niche experiences like that, expanding an Israel advocacy type of experience the same way. And really, that's coming from the teens who are saying, we want more of this. We want to be able to go to our college campuses and be more well prepared for Israel advocacy. What can you provide for us? And it really ties in nicely with Next Step, for example. Teens would come to us and say they want political experience, they want legal experiences, and this is our opportunity to be able to say, hey, we're going to give you an internship within the realm of Israel advocacy. They'll give you a background understanding of those spheres of what's going on in Israel in that area, and be able to help them come back to America with those experiences in hand. We're really responding to what the teens are interested in. Yes, you're right. It's definitely a challenge to constantly be expanding, but we're up for that challenge. We got the desire and definitely the willpower to be able to make it happen.
I assume that all this information at summer.ncsy.org, including new information about 2021, right?
For sure.
And people could be up to date on what's happening. And look, I know there are lofty goals that we're going to discuss both today and on Wednesday. Because the lofty goals that David Cutler sets, frankly, is really part and parcel of this whole NCSY summer program experience.
For sure.
Not only do these programs take place and all these experiences help educate and help, you know, the kids grow, but it seems like if not for the hype of always trying to get bigger and bigger and always trying to get to the next level, whether it's 1,500 summer students and 2,000 summer participants, et cetera, you know, and I think that's part of the whole thing that makes this whole effort so important.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's exciting for teens to be part of such a large endeavor, part of a large community. Again, like you mentioned, the Yom NCSY experience typically has 2,000 people dancing around. Again, it's hard to
plus
even
all
imagine.
Plus the guests and everything.
And with the guests and everything, exactly. And it's exciting to be part of such a large, you know, family of what NCSY Summer All is, and definitely with David Cutler's vision for what the future can hold and what the future possibilities are. We're under incredible leadership, and really, it's an exciting venture to be part of.
All right, you're not down because of COVID. You are raring to go.
We're ready.
Full,
we're ready.
Full steam ahead.
Definitely.
We thought we'd find people that are down because of the situation, but it's funny that you're just looking to the future and ready to keep growing. I thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
Continued Hatzlacha. It's Rabbi Jacob Bernstein, who directs Next Step, and of course is Director of Strategic Expansion for NCSY Summer. Information at summer.ncsy.org. Thank you, Rabbi Bernstein.